Hi everyone, welcome to this week's sermon / podcast from Earls Cone Baptist. I hope you find it helpful. We're doing the second in our two-part series on whole life. So last week was about whole life, this week's about whole church. I used a couple of videos on Sunday that I've cut out of the recording, but I'll put a link in the description so you can check those out. So sorry if it doesn't flow quite as nicely as it normally does. Anyway, hope you're blessed by it. Hope it's helpful to you this week. Enjoy. Ah, it's good. If you could be any part of the body, what would you be? I don't know. I want some. Just remember, as Tony was reading this, I remember once I was doing something at church, and I know that you shouldn't get proud in church when you do something well, but I preached really well. not always great, but that time I came and I was like, I know I'm good. I knew I did a good job. It was quite nice. And so I was getting a bit proud. And then someone came up to me and said, oh, I've had a word from you. And it's from this. And he gave me a little bit of paper and it just read on it, those that are less presentable, we treat with special honour. He gave it to me. It's like, I think this is for you. Anyway, I don't know why I remembered that. We need to remain humble, don't we? So we're doing a two-part series. This is the second one. Last week we looked at whole life. What does it mean to follow Jesus with your whole life? Whether you're sleeping, whether you're with your friends, whether you're at work, whether you're with your family, whether you're at church, wherever you are, how are we following Jesus? Because Jesus cares about our whole life. And this is the second part of this two-part series. So last week was whole life. And then this week we are thinking about whole church. So I've got some questions for you. Cynthia, we've got the next one. So very quick, you don't have to talk to the person next to you, though you can. How many hours do you spend a week doing these things? And I don't mean eating salad, because I don't spend any time. But, you know, just eating in general. A little thing, how many hours a week on those? Which one do you do the most of? Should we do the next one, Cynthia? How many hours a week do you do that? Cooking, cleaning, housework, sleeping. Charity, how many hours a week do you do sleeping? I was just thinking about it because a lot of us live quite busy lives. It's a lot of things to cram into the week. We only have a limited number of hours in the week, don't we? I think on average you'll probably have 120 waking hours a week. Boaz is going to have 150 waking hours this this week. Some of you did. I mean, the sleep thing's important, isn't it? I don't think as Christians we make enough of the fact that God invented sleep. What a good invention that was. Yeah, people are nodding. Yeah, it was a good invention. It says this in. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Sleep is not wasted time. You know, there's a word for some of you this morning. Sleep is not what the Lord sustains me when I sleep. I was thinking about this thing because if I'm speaking about church, does church sometimes get relegated to another thing to do on our ever-increasing to-do list? I mean, there's a lot to cram into a week. We've got a few on there. We've got to do some cleaning. We've got to do some cooking. We've got to eat. We've got to work. We've got to look after family, etc. So there's a lot of things that go into... Don't look at me like that when I say cleaning. Yeah, some of us do more cleaning than others anyway. It's terrible. Anyway, sorry, moving on. Getting distracted by my wife. Does church get relegated to a list of to-do lists? What does it mean that church is on our list of to-do list? I've been quite inspired about church this week. And I found a really good video that, Cynthia, if you could queue up, that would be great. Thank you. If I think of church and I'm trying to come up with a picture of what I think church is, then I think that really helps me. Because in case you haven't noticed, that when you look around a church gathering and a celebration where we come together as a family, then you sometimes look around and you think, I haven't got a lot in common with these people here necessarily. Do you ever get that sense when you go to a church gathering? You think, how did I end up in this room with these people? Because in no other walk of life do you feel that you're going to cross paths. But there's something special about church. There's something that I'm passionate about. Church is the fact that you look around the room and there is people of all different backgrounds. People of all different experiences, people of all different expectations, people of all different ages and ethnicities and economic background. There's something nice when, like in the video, that no matter where you've come from and what you've experienced, you can find a home at church. Last week, you know the talk I gave about whole life? I actually gave it twice. I didn't consider this one a practice one, by the way. It just happened that someone had asked me to speak at their church in the afternoon. And so after church, I went to where Terry Tennant is now the assistant minister, Colchester Baptist Church, or Eld Lane. And they've got a service which is aimed at homeless people, and it happens at 1 o'clock. It was a different congregation to you guys in the morning, I'm not going to lie. The minister, bless him, stood up. He'd done one sentence before someone started heckling him. One sentence. It was great. I really enjoyed just a lot of fun in it. But I got up to speak, and it was really quite an honour to speak there. And I said the same thing I said to you guys, really, which was that God cares about every single part of your life. God cares about every single part of your life. And just looking around the room, the thought, it was hard to escape the fact that these people get rejected a lot. If you've ever worked with homeless, I know a number of you have done a lot of work with the homeless, they get rejected a lot, day in, day out. And so it was quite special to think, yeah, but the church accept me. That you're part of church. This is your church this morning, and that you're welcome. And that may be a bit emotional, really. So I thought of all the places in the world that people should feel welcome, it should be church, shouldn't it? If the church isn't for you guys, then quite honestly, who's it for? So that's one of the things I'm really passionate about ECBC doing, and we do it well, is to be a welcoming church. That no matter what background you've got, no matter where you've come from, no matter how many times you've been rejected in the last week, you can come here and you can feel at home and you can be part of something, because that's what church is about. No matter what part of the body you think you are, whether you think you're the more respectable bit or the less respectable bit, whether you think you're really useful and get used a lot like a tongue, or whether you feel a little bit like an appendix, it doesn't matter, because you are part of the body. And I think it's really wonderful when Paul writes about this. So just to give you a bit of context, when Paul is talking about the church to people, a lot of them think about the temple, the Jewish temple, the one that was in Jerusalem. And many of you will know, and I hope I'm getting this right, but if you go to the Jewish temple in Jerusalem back in Jesus' day, there were different bits. And you're only allowed in certain bits if you meet the criteria. So, for example, if you are a woman, you can only go this far. If you are a Gentile, you can only go this far. If you are missing a bit of your ear, you are only allowed to go this far. There's even a bit in Leviticus that says, if you've got crushed testicles, you're certainly not allowed to go this far. It's in the Bible, I'm only quoting it. And they say you're only... I don't know who tested it. Anyway, no, move on to seven. But my point is that when Paul's thinking of trying to communicate what the church is like, in his head he thinks he's been to the temple. He knows that only certain people can go this far, and then certain people can go this far, and if you've passed a certain exam, then you're allowed to be welcomed in even further. The saddest bit about last week, when I got up to speak and I told them the same story about me wearing a suit and how I don't like wearing a suit, and I said, has anyone here been in a church service and you felt like you didn't belong because of the clothes that you were wearing? I got more nods from that than the rest of the talk. Someone came up to me after and said, I know exactly what you meant when you said that. That's so sad, isn't it? It doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter what week you've had. The church is a body that you are a part of, regardless of how you feel. Regardless of how important you feel, regardless of how useful you feel, because the foot can't say to the hand, I don't need you. The church is a body to which we are all a member. I've got another video to show you this morning. It's the last one. Tony, you read this passage so wonderfully, but I found this video this week, and it got me. I really, really spoke to me. So I hope you like it. It's just the same passage and being read by different members of the church. Yeah, that's the one. That made me quite emotional, actually, when I saw it this week. I really, really valued it, because it can sometimes be easy for me to work in for churches. When I say to people, I work for a church, I tend to get some mixed responses. And it can be easy for me sometimes to get caught up in the rotas that need filling, the stuff that needs doing. And so Tony mentions to me that he's good at drums, and suddenly I'm like, oh, I'm so excited, this is wonderful, we can get you involved in church service on a Sunday. But you watch a video like that, and you remember that we are not part of the church because of what we can do. You're not part of the church because of your talents, you're not part of the church because of your skills, you're part of the church because you're part of Jesus's body. And it doesn't matter which part of the body you are, whether you're up the front more or sitting down more, doesn't matter what you look like or your past, it matters that Jesus loves you and you are part of the body. Wonderful, isn't it? What a fantastic, fantastic video. There's a couple of things that we all say, I know I say them, I'll see if you relate to these, that I think aren't particularly helpful, but we naturally say them anyway. So who here says, I went to church on Sunday? Yeah, I've definitely said that before. We've got the missionaries visiting our church this week. Yeah, I've said that before. I didn't really enjoy the worship today. Yeah, I've definitely said that before. We want more people to join our church. Said that before. And I've got a little picture to show you. Sometimes that we get caught up in the church when we think of it like this. Have we got another picture there, Cynthia? The next one. That is a good picture though, isn't it? Next one. One more. Yeah, there we are. Sorry. Sometimes we get a picture of the church like this. And the idea that we are a small group who meet in a corner. That's church. So when we say we are going to church, that's sometimes the mentality that we have. When we are going to church is when we, as a group of people, are gathered together on a Sunday in this building, and then that constitutes church. Or we say, oh, we're really excited because the missionaries, the very few select godly people who have gone over there to be Christians, professional Christians, when they come and join us in this corner, then we get really excited. Oh, and wouldn't it be wonderful if more people came and joined our corner? Wouldn't that be good? These are the kind of phrases that we feel. But I've got more excited about this next picture of church, which is us during the week. Both of these pictures are really helpful and good. I love it when we join together. I love it Sunday services when we get to join together and get to worship God. It's really important. But actually, you are no less church tomorrow than you are today. You don't go to church, you are church. The missionaries don't come on one Sunday from a board. You're a missionary. Look, during the week, you've got a family. You've got friends. You go to the shops. You've got people that you see. You eat. You sleep. You've got time. You're a missionary. You might not live in Albania, which is fine. You're a missionary where you are. This is the vision of church that I get excited about. You're the church of Jesus, whether you are here or in the pub. You are the church of Jesus, whether you are happy or whether you are sad. Deuteronomy 6 says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments I give to you today are to be written on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and your gates." Because the church isn't just a place that you go to on a Sunday. The church is something that you are every single day, wherever you are, whether you're going down to sleep or whether you are waking up, whether you are at home with the doorpost or whether you're at the synagogue. It doesn't matter. You are still church. And it doesn't matter what talents or skills that you have. You are just as much church here as you are on the previous slide, when we are gathered. Because a foot cannot say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body. We are all church. How was it? No.
That was great, wasn't it?
You could probably say, we are with five. Right, we'll go with five. Thanks. We're all church. We're all church all of the week. We're all church no matter how we feel. Some people are more church because they've got more skills that suit themselves to gathering on a Sunday. You're all church. You're all part of the body Jesus loves you all individually. Jesus loves us all enough to make us part of his body every single day. So we can't say the missionaries are coming to our church on Sunday. We can say that we, as missionaries ourselves, are gathering with other missionaries on Sunday as we commune to celebrate. We don't go to church on Sunday, we meet as church on a Sunday to encourage one another and equip one another. We can't say we didn't enjoy the worship today. Firstly, it wasn't for you in the first place. It was only ever for God. And secondly, worship isn't the songs that we sing. They're just a helpful tool for us to connect with God. So you can't say you didn't enjoy the worship on the Sunday, because worship is your whole life. You're eating, you're talking, you're sleeping, you're working, your time with friends. All of it. All of it is worship. All of it matters. All of it is important. And all of us are church. And if we can grasp that, I think we have a very powerful view of church. I hear it sometimes that, oh, the church is getting pushed into a corner in our society. Maybe you think that's true. But actually, the church is spread into all realms of society. There are Christians in Parliament. We need to pray for them. There are Christians in every political party, and we need to pray for them. There are Christians in all types of businesses. A friend of a friend went to work for Nike because he heard that they had the worst record on human slavery building their products. This was about 20 years ago. And he thought, we need Christians in that sphere, so he went and worked for them. There are Christians in the arts. When we get a picture of church that isn't just us on a Sunday, we see an image of church like this. Lights in darkness. We see an image of church like that video I showed you of broken people coming together to create something beautiful. So, you don't leave the church this morning. You're still church when you walk out of this building. You're still church tomorrow. You're still church on Wednesday. Whether or not you feel like it, whether or not you think that you are useful to the gathering of church, you are still church. You are still valued. You are still important. Because we are all one body. Many parts. Let's pray. And then we're going to finish with a song this morning. God, it is a privilege to be a part of your body on earth, to be your hands and feet to the people around us. Thank you that we all matter. Thank you that we're all important to you. Thank you that every single one of us is a part of this body. Even when we don't feel like it, we're still part of your body on earth. We're sorry for the times that we've looked at others and said, oh, because I'm not a hand, I'm not part of the body. We're sorry for the times we've looked at others and said, oh, because you're not an eye, you're not part of the body. We're sorry for those times, God. We want to be a welcoming church. We want to respect the church in all of us. Respect the God in all of us. Respect the Holy Spirit in all of us. May we be welcoming. May we be open. May we be joyful. May we have our eyes fixed on you, Jesus. In your name we ask. Amen. Amen. I was going to say, let's stand and worship. Let's stand and sing as an act of worship to Jesus. Charity's going to lead us in our final song. Let's stand together.